Idaho's war on noxious weeds, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
I'm Roger Batt with the Idaho Weed Awareness Campaign, and the war on noxious weeds here in the state of Idaho continues.
Noxious is defined as physically harmful or destructive to human beings.
Idaho has 67 listed noxious weeds. Noxious is a designation given to an invasive plant species by the Idaho legislature. These plants are so bad they're put on a special list, so there's a reason why they're on there. It's estimated that noxious weeds create $300 million in economic damage to Idaho's economy every year. It's been a statistic we've used for about 10 years. This includes any wildfires, range fires, or anything that might occur as a result. Folks are spending $25 to $30 million a year just in weed control itself, whether it's using herbicides or other control methods. So we're trying to do our part to manage and control the 67 species that are listed here in the state.
Bat says that Idaho is winning the war with some of the not wanted weeds.
We're winning the war on noxious weeds such as Eurasian water milfoil, which is an aquatic noxious weed. Between dive teams and using granular 2,4-D products, we've wiped out a lot of that across the state of Idaho. One of the terrestrial weeds we've gotten a really big hold of is purple loosestrife in this state. The best control method is a biological control method called Galloracella, which is a beetle that they actually put onto the plant and it literally wipes the plant and the infestations away. We've seen a huge reduction in that. It's also working on Dalmatian toad flax across the state of Idaho.
This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.